This is my 22nd year in the legislature, and of course I will serve out the term. So next year will be 23 years. I've put in my time. There are frustrations, obviously, being involved with a minority. That having been said, we've had some successes, and it's a great job, and I've loved doing it. But I've got a huge district. It's all-consuming, the travel time, the time away from your family, the scheduling. And I've had a number of younger political figures approach me. They're interested in the job, and I believe they've shown me some considerable respect. They said they would not primary me, but they're interested in the job. When I make the determination that I'm ready to step aside, they would appreciate that, giving them enough lead time so they can get their personal affairs in order, family arrangements, careers, adjustments, and you know, get around this huge district. We're all are parts of five counties. Meet the people that they need to meet. Make the connections they need to meet. So, I think I'm comfortable that we have a good group of younger political figures that are interested in the job, that are ready to step in, and I wanted to accommodate them as much as I possibly could.
Recently, we saw another round of layoffs over at Remington Arms in Ilion. Have you spoken with the leadership over there, and do you have an idea of what will continue to happen? Is this trend going to continue?
Well, very much to Remington's credit, I think they've become a little more sensitive to the community here. They're plant manager did reach out to me and other local officials, explained what was going on. We're confident that what they're saying is accurate. This is simply a reaction to a general downturn in the firearms industry. And we know historically that the firearms industry is very sensitive to the economy and other conditions. And we have been through that here in the Mohawk Valley and Remington Arms. They're up 100, they're down 200, and every time anything like that happens, you know, it's a bellwether industry. It's a foundation of our economy here. It sends vibrations to every corner of our region. I mean, we have employees. I think they did a survey from 8 or 9 counties that actually come here to work. But I'm convinced, and I've talked to other local officials, we're convinced that there's no master strategy here, that this is simply the result of a reaction to the more general economy. Now, that having been said, why this seems to resonate a little bit more is certainly we have a concern. We understand and we know they're retrofitting a factory in the South. Last year was Remington's 200th anniversary. 200 years continuous manufacturing, and it's my understanding, if not the oldest, one of the oldest continuous manufacturers in the United States. To my way of thinking, that would be a tremendous cause for celebration in one location here in the Mohawk Valley for 200 years. And the atmosphere, the celebratory nature last year was very subdued out of Remington, which made us a little bit edgy. And in addition to that, there was a production, there was a video. It was a virtual tour of their new facility in the South. But you got to the end of the tour, and the gentleman who was conducting the tour said, this is our 200th anniversary. The first 200 years of Remington's history was written in Ilion, New York. This is where the future of Remington is going to be, or words to that effect, which obviously put everybody on edge. You know, this was a slick production. It wasn't a slip of the tongue or something that he just said off the top of his mind. And again, that kind of put everybody here in Ilion and the Mohawk Valley a little bit on, you know, what are they telling us? So I think we've had these two layoffs since that time. So we're paying a little more attention to those kinds of things. I think we kind of got accustomed over the years to, yes, Remington, they're up, they're down, there are changes over there. But we hope it's not an indication of future things. We understand that the being here 200 years, some of the facilities at the Remington plant here are older, may need upgrading. We have clearly indicated to them, we, the state, the local authorities here, the county, if there's something that they need to help their competitive posture here in New York State, we will do everything we can to try and help them, to help them remain here and be a strong player here in the Mohawk Valley. We have had regular communications with them, and we hope this will continue to be the case here. So we're anxious, but I know the mood of the employees, the people I talk to, they're still pretty confident that there's a strong future here.
And also looking ahead, I wanted to know if you had any favorites or suggestions for a potential GOP candidate for governor coming up.
Well, I see that Brian Kolb has expressed an interest. I have to say I have unwavering support for him. Brian's been a great minority leader. I think he's done a lot for our minority conference, kind of swimming against the tide. But we have a number of potentially good candidates, and we're going to need a strong candidate. There's no question the governor has positioned himself well. He's financially in pretty good shape, and we're going to have to be very careful to get the right kind of candidate. But you look at history, when his father ran for that third term, everybody said George Pataki didn't stand a prayer of a chance, and he pulled off an upset. When you get into those third terms and people really look at what's been accomplished and where things stand compared to when he first came in, we've made some progress in some areas, but in some other areas I think there have been some deficiencies. I think the process in Albany has taken steps backwards. We had all these promises about a more open process. I think we're more secretive than we were 10 and 20 years ago. These budgets pop out of these three men in a room. And I think I don't have a particular favorite right now, but I think we need to get behind a candidate early and earnestly and really push and get that individual out there and get some name recognition so they can fare well in the election.